It's Kent with you today. Kent, the Country Morning Show. Very excited to bring in my beautiful wife, Nurse Joy, to the program where we break down last night's episode of the most unrealistic reality show in all of television, ABC's The Bachelor. And Joy, good morning, babe.
Good morning.
You know, it is one of these things where The Bachelor is a phenomenon. It's not going away anytime soon. It's almost like a train wreck at times. You just have to look at it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. It is a train wreck, that's for sure.
Colton has like 20-some-odd girls here. He takes a couple group dates. He does an individual date. The first group date, babe, was at a theater, was it? What happened?
Yeah, they're at a theater, and they had one of the ladies from Will and Grace there kind of guiding them, and all the girls had to get up on stage in front of like 200 people and tell a story about a first, like a first of anything that they've done.
Okay.
And so they all had basically normal stories, except for Demi. She was talking about the first time she basically kissed The Bachelor, and so she went down there and kissed him in front of all the girls, which created a lot of animosity.
Oh, heavens. Heavens, no. Demi, and I just want to give a shout out to our friend here and Z100 listener, Ann Connor, who has already commented about Demi, saying she needs to go. You know, there's always one every year in there, babe.
There is, and I know you thought that it was going to be that radio DJ.
Right.
And I said, I think it's going to be Demi. Like, she's going to be the crazy one.
Demi is the one. And the producers of the show are probably going to have her all the way to, like, you know, to the very end.
She'll go pretty far. Yeah.
Yeah. Just because of that. Do you remember who got the first or the rose there from that first group date?
Elise, the redhead, the cougar. The one that,
wait,
the one
cougars,
that Demi is constantly giving a hard time over her age. Like, she thinks that older women have no place there, basically.
I just want to
get
something.
She's only 31.
Hey, yeah. She's 31. They're calling that a cougar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that tells you something right there about Demi. Anyway, I want to move on to Miss Alabama. Hannah B, as in boy. Hannah is Miss Alabama. Okay? Why is she even on The Bachelor? If you're Miss Alabama, can't you just go to an Alabama football game, set up a booth, set up some applications, and say, all right, we're taking applications. Who wants to date Miss Alabama? Do you know what I mean, babe?
Yeah, I'm going to venture to say that nobody wants to date her. judging by the date that she had with him.
It was awkward at times. She couldn't do a toast, a simple toast out in the desert next to the hot tub. I'll just play a little bit of audio here. Colton made this toast and she said, let's toast to something. And she couldn't even do it.
Okay. Hey, how do I start it? What did she say?
She said, let's make a toast too.
Let's make a toast too.
And okay. Put some words together.
You just I'll put a bunch of words that sound good, that are real. They're real, real words. Okay. Okay. Let's make a toast to, first, it's my birthday, so to
happy
this
birthday.
Amazing day, and, yeah.
Cheers.
Roll Tide.
Yeah, I just like, can't we do something just simple? But she couldn't. I think she's just trained to be perfect all the time.
It was so awkward. Like, just say cheers to, or let's toast to a great day, or, you know, a new experience or whatever. Just, it was, she is something else. I don't know. I'm really shocked that he kept her, but when they went to dinner, she kind of redeemed herself a little bit by telling one story about herself. That's it. It was like one story about how she's just always trying to be perfect. And he's like, I don't want you to be perfect. I want to see the real you. But I think there's some issues there with her.
He has got two beauty queens from the South, Miss North Carolina and Miss Alabama. And I believe there's an understory there with the two girls. And I believe before the end of the show, they'll have a no holds barred steel cage match between the two beauty queens.
Something. There's definitely some rivalry there. I don't know what's going to go down, but there is some animosity between the two of them for sure.
The last group date, we went camping. It was Camp Colton or something like that. And they divided up into two teams. And something I don't like on the show, as I have officially checked in my man card in case everybody was wondering, they divide into two teams. They have some sort of contest, and they did. And they said, okay, this one team that wins, you get to stay here all night and camp next to Colton, and the other team has to go home. That's kind of unfair for them other girls.
Yeah, I don't like that either. I mean, it doesn't really give the other girls a chance, really, because the whole time that they were with them, they were competing, and I don't know. I'm not a fan of that either, but the red team won.
Yeah.
And they got to spend the night with them, and Heather told him that she had never been kissed, and so he ended up giving her the rose for opening up and telling him that, and mm-hmm. we both decided he didn't kiss her because that's, you know, huge to her. So I wonder how that relationship will flourish.
Right. And I think that was pretty big of him to be a gentleman in that scenario.
Yeah.
Right there. So there you go. There was four gals sent home. It's not important. We don't know who they were, but I really feel like the main troublemaker is Demi on here. And in the future episodes, they tease it like Colton goes AWOL. Do you have any idea? Have you like looked at the internet to see what that's all about?
I have not. I have not looked at the internet at all. So I guess we'll just have to watch and see.
In case anybody is wondering, you made a decision after the first episode. And who is your person that you think is going to go a long way in this deal?
I'm still saying Cassie. I think they've not really shown a whole lot of her. Even last night's episode, they didn't show where they talked. But I really feel like there's going to be a connection there as time goes on.
Cassie is it. That's who we're putting our money on there in Vegas. If you'd like to join us in a little parlay bet, that's what it looks like right there. Well, babe, we'll see what happens next week. And as always, I appreciate your in-depth analysis here. All right, babe. Well, hey, you have a wonderful day. I love you.
I love you, too.